This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell time, Michael. We had a great chat with Ali Farokhmanesh to start the show here, CSU head men's basketball coach. Buy or sell, the Rams are going to go and make a push here. They're going to go win, I don't know, what do they have, five games remaining? They're going to put up a hell of a fight against San Diego State. They're going to finish the season maybe 4-1. They have five games remaining or so. And they go on to at least make an impressive run in the Mountain West tournament. I just told Ali earlier I'm never doubting him again. But I can't do that. I have to go back on that, right? I can't be you and just predict them to win every game.
I would sell it.
Yeah, I'm still selling it.
Oh, you're not going to have the orange-colored glasses on? Aren't they wearing their orange?
They're wearing their orange tomorrow. I'm losing my voice right now. Okay. We cleared that out. We're good. I like what he's doing. I think he'll be good down the road. I think they'll... I mean, they're 16-10. They'll probably get close to that 20-win mark, and I think for the first season for Ali as head coach would be considered a success. I just don't know if they're going to go on a run like they did last year. Buy or sell, Von Miller will finish his career as a Bronco.
I'm gonna sell that. I mean, obviously he'll sign the one-day contract, retire as a Bronco.
He'll play another game as a Bronco.
I don't
he's
think
talking he's about it so much, Mike. Every podcast he's on. He even was asked if he'd go to the Raiders, and he said, no, if I were ever to go AFC West, and he says, Broncos. He's talked about it a lot, man.
I just don't know if the coaching staff wants him.
Do you want him?
I do.
You do? Just for the fun of it, the nostalgia?
It's an emotional signing.
It would be cool to see it. I think I would like to see it. You don't want, and even he said this on a podcast, you don't want it to turn into he's getting reps that younger guys aren't getting that they're wanting to see more of, because there's certainly guys on that roster that I think are still talented that we haven't seen a ton of.
He has said, and he's openly admitted, that he would be open to, you know, being on the roster, but like,
not really.
He would understand his place. He would be more of a leader, more of a, you know, hey, I've been there before. Hey, do this.
Because you got Nick Benito and you got Jonathan Cooper, but you also want to see what you have in Jonah Ellis. We haven't really got to see a huge sample size of Jonah Ellis yet.
He's played well.
Yeah, so we don't want. I'm not in it if it's going to take something away from potentially seeing what Jonah Ellis can do. Buy or sell, Warren Schaefer will prove his worth. It does kind of feel like the Rockies took a little bit of a gamble to stick with who was the interim manager for the Rockies last year and took over in their historically worst season ever. And it didn't get, I mean, it got better, but it didn't get much better under Warren Schaefer with a full year, a full offseason, and now spring training as the man in charge. Are we going to look at this as, you know, at the end of the season and be happy that Warren Schaefer is the manager? There are a lot of people that were doubting this. I'm happy with it. I want to give him a real shot. Can't really explain, you know, has he done things in games that I'm not 100% like, oh, that was just superior managing of a baseball game right there. No, I think it's more of, it feels like a bit of an unknown. And the Rockies have gone that route where they just go with the older managers or whatever. I'm for it. I do think he's going to... I think he'll be okay. Do I think the Rockies are making any kind of a realistic push this year? They're doing all these different things. Everything I keep reading in the Denver Post every morning is that it's going to be unorthodox. They're certainly going to mix in analytics, and they might even be pitching by committee instead of a full-on, you know, regular type of rotation. I'm really interested to see. I don't know why, but I'm somewhat optimistic about the Rockies right now. And I think it's because for the first time, maybe ever, I feel like they're finally saying, we can't just keep going back to the way it was. We got to go do something. We have to try different things. We have to get higher outside of the organization, and they did some of that. So they're doing what we've all asked them to do. And if they can't ultimately turn this around in 5 years, then I don't know. Maybe Dick Monfort's right. Maybe Colorado doesn't deserve a baseball team. I don't know. But I'm somewhat optimistic that we see an improve this season. I'm kind of getting excited about baseball, Mike. We're going to carry Rockies baseball here again on KFKA. Pumped about that. I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm just getting excited because there's a new feel for once surrounding the Colorado Rockies. I mean, there's always a new feel when you get a new manager, or you have a bunch of new players, which they certainly have that, bunch of new pitchers. But it just something feels different. I'm not going to go on any limb here and say, oh yeah, you're going to see an epic turnaround this season. I think it might just be a steady improvement. So I'm kind of getting there. Last buy or sell, Michael. Nikola Jokic is still eligible. He's still in. If he plays, I think, all but like two games, maybe, he could still be in the running for the MVP. Does Joker make a push back to get into the deep MVP conversation? Because right now it's between Shea and Luka Doncic of the Los Angeles Lakers. Joker is listed, according to the NBA Kia MVP ladder. He is listed as third with Victor Wembanyama right behind him. Will Joker make a big push here? He was putting up decent numbers right before the All-Star break, but still didn't look like the Joker that we were seeing at the start of the season.
He will push. He will definitely push, I think.
But buy or sell, he's going to be the MVP. He's going to win his fourth MVP this year.
He's not going to be MVP.
Man, that would be a story, though. He's averaging 29.6 points per game, 12 rebounds per game, and 11 assists. He's averaging a triple-double again. I mean, he's top three in scoring. He's number three. He's number one in rebounds. He's number three in assists. He was having his best season again. How many times have we said that about this dude? He's having his best season again. And then he got hurt. Is that to me, like, if he can go on and average these monster numbers again, continue to average those monster numbers, that's going to be hard to ignore that kind of a storyline. If he's able to stay healthy enough throughout the second portion, and it's not necessarily a half of the season, but it's going to be tough because Shea's numbers right now, he's averaging 32 points per game. And I mean, he's having monster games, 47 point games, 45 point games. And then Luka, of course, he's averaging 33 points per game, 8.7 rebounds per game, and 7 assists. So Luka's probably right there. But man, with Joker, you got to see, you know, he had some turnovers. He just didn't look right in some of those games. But I think after the All-Star break, I think it was kind of more of a feeling out process. That's what I believe, is more of a feeling out process. It, honestly, for Adelman, too, with the lineups. So we'll find out. I every time you think you've seen the best that Joker can give, he ends up doing something extraordinary. And there's a fascinating, I sent you the clip and we'll play that coming back, but Malika Andrews with ESPN sat down with Joker. It's like a 2-3 minute interview. And she kind of calls him out on, not in a negative way, but she's like, you know, you always, at the end of the championship when you won it in 2023, you said, you know, job is done, we can go home. She kind of puts it to him like, hey, people do want to know, like, how much does winning basketball games really mean to you? And what was it like when you were hurt? So I don't know, man. I think we're getting ready to see even a different Joker because we've never seen him hurt before. Now, I think he handled that well, obviously, but there was something clearly missing in his brain, he admitted to Malika Andrews, that when he was out, the feeling of being left out was rough on him. So I think getting him back before the All-Star break was fine, but we're about ready to see a big push here for the Joker. And you know what? I'm going to say it. He's going to finish the season strong. He's going to miss like one or two because they're just going to do load management, not tanking. Load management is what they call it. I think he's going to win his fourth MVP. I think he's going to do it. Also, in some Nuggets news here, Spencer Jones and the Nuggets finally have their deal done. They're signing Jones to a standard NBA contract that will enable him to play for the rest of the regular season and the playoffs. So it's official. He's turned out to be a really good player. I mean, I don't think that's another one of those guys that no one was talking about. He's turned out to be a really good player. Also, the Nuggets are planning to sign former CU Buff star KJ Simpson to a two-way contract. That filled up the spot that was where Spencer Jones was, and so they converted Spencer Jones to the standard NBA deal, and they're bringing in KJ Simpson. Dude, he was awesome with the Buffs. He was just waived by Charlotte after the trade deadline. He was drafted 42nd overall by the Hornets in 2024. He played in 50 games over the last two seasons. He started 17 of them. He averaged 7.3 points per game, 2.8 rebounds per game, and 2.9 assists. So, who knows if he'll work out. But, man, he was a fun player to watch for the Colorado Buffaloes. 17 minutes after the hour, we're going to play back some of that conversation that Malika Andrews had with Joker coming up next. It's fun to listen to. But, man, while I'm watching it, the video or listening to the video, you can't help but just think, man, those were dark times when he was hurt. When he went down and we found out he's going to be out for 4 weeks. Enjoy the time while you have it, man. Because you just don't know how long you're going to have the greatest player in the NBA. We'll be right back.
Hear the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
In January, you missed 16 games. What was the most difficult part of that?
It was actually really interesting because I had never been injured before, and it was a completely new kind of moment in my career. And I'm so used to playing, so used to be on the floor that I felt that like I'm missing out.
It's interesting that you say you felt like you needed basketball because I think there's a lot of folks who even look back on when you won a championship and your famous quote.
Yeah.
Now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
There's a lot of people who say, well, how much does he care?
I care a lot. That those people, I mean, I think if you don't care for winning, you're not supposed to be in the sport. Just my personality maybe a little bit is different. Or I accept victories and accept success in different way, but I think I care about basketball and I love to play basketball and I enjoy it and enjoy competing. Just maybe accepting the success or defeat or not success differently.
I mean, for the record, a horse race and your horse winning and you bursting into tears or an NBA championship.
Yeah. It was a whole process because that horse came supposed to be really good. And then before that race, the last couple of races, he didn't race really good. And then he won probably, for me, one of the best races in Serbia. And I was just happy in the moment.
If you had to pick just one, the horse racing championship or an NBA championship?
NBA championship right now.
Dreams of a title are still alive. OKC is going to the conference finals.
Oklahoma City, a lot of folks say that you are the team and the group looking at what happened last year that could take down the champs.
I mean, I don't believe in that, to be honest, because I think if we could, we will do it. Last year, we had opportunity. We actually two opportunities. We didn't get it done, and in my opinion, they played the best basketball in the season last year, and that's why they won the championship. We sure we have depth in our team, and you know, when the playoffs come, it's always going to be details, small details, who wants more probably. And if you make it, miss or make shot.
You're going to be 31. You're playing against LeBron James or with LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, who are at 40, 37. But usually I'm not asking people who are 31 how long that they want to play. But you never struck me as someone who is wanting to do this forever because you have such a full life outside of basketball.
No, to be honest, I think I'm going to play basketball until I can play and I can play on a high level. I think because I enjoy it, I love to play. So I think I'm going to play until I can perform on a high level and still kind of enjoy, still be healthy.
That was great. Malika Andrews sat down with Nikola Jokic. It is his birthday today. He just turned 31 years old. You haven't heard a lot. You don't hear a lot of those. You don't hear a lot of those deep kind of interviews with Joker. And there's a legend around Nikola Jokic that I think adds there's a lot of mystique there and stuff. It's like, he's so good at this. Does he care? Does he even practice in the offseason? You know, that was that whole thing. Does he just, as soon as the season's over, does he just go home to Serbia, go to horse races, hang with his family, and just hang out and have a good time? Clearly, you can't be at this level and not experience injuries. He's just had the one really significant one without dedicating your life to it. Now, I did read the Why So Serious book, the Mike Singer book, and it's interesting because even early on in his life, it's almost as if he became a basketball player so he could support his horse racing habit. It was a lot of that. It took a lot of people around him to convince him, like, dude, you are really good at this. Mentally, physically, you could be a great basketball player. You could go make millions in America. Oh, side thing. Did you just see that, Mike? Team USA, 2 minutes left in the third, down 1-0. Just scored. They just scored. So it's 1-1 with 2 minutes left in the third. Team USA. There we go, Mike.
America,
right now. They had so many opportunities. They kept looking up, thinking they were going to score. And they finally got one past the goalie there. Wow. What a moment. What a shot. She took that from Narnia, Michael. That
nice
was
tip by
awesome.
The captain.
Yeah, tip there. Dude, that isn't... we just saw, I'm sorry. I don't interrupt my Jokic admiration segments much. But we just witnessed a pretty significant moment in Olympics hockey history right there.
Yeah. Time to go beat Canada, eh?
Well, yeah. Might be going to overtime again here. Team USA and Sweden went to overtime yesterday. We might have some overtime hockey here again in the women's gold game. Wow, that was awesome. That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, Canada's goal was shorthanded.
And I think Team USA was, Tanner and Brian were saying, they're like heavy favorites in this game. Might score here. Might score. Oh, bad. That was rough.
Might score, but their goalie has 28 saves.
Just in the zone right now. But we kind of got to stay on this, don't we? There's a minute left. Michael, tell me what you're seeing. Go on.
I'm seeing two teams playing hockey.
Hockey, yeah. And very good. Canada has, oh boy. Well, yeah. About a minute left, Mike. Here we go. Are we going to overtime?
We've got an icing.
Oh, come on. Did you
just under 1 minute remaining in the period.
Did you watch the entire game yesterday?
I didn't get a chance to watch the entire game. I watched portions of it. I was basically watching out of the right side of my face. So right eye on it, left eye working.
It's a great game. That was a great game yesterday, and this is looks like it's a fantastic game. We've just kind of had this on in the background. I think it started as soon as we started.
They copied us, basically.
They what?
They copied us.
Who did?
Women's hockey.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This is just, it's intense right now, man. 35 seconds left. And we're getting ready to jump into, probably going to go to OT here. We get extra hockey in the Olympics. This is fantastic. 24 seconds left. Can Team America get one more shot here, Mike? 17 seconds left. Oh,
probably
boy.
Not.
Oh!
Shot blocked.
Shot blocked. 9 seconds left. I thought that was going to be it. That would have been freaking awesome. What a save. That goalie is like almost unstoppable. I thought this was going to be it right here. Look at that. Look at that, Mike. Man, 9 seconds to go. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I think we're going to go to overtime again. I think we're going to get there. Here we go with the face-off, Mike. Wouldn't that be something? No, not going to happen. 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Still in it. Going to OT. How about that?
I criticized the Canadian gal who had the puck. She shot it into the zone. I think she should have tried to make an actual shot.
Was she that far ahead of her? I didn't think she was that far ahead where she could actually make a decent shot.
You might as well try.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a American player right in front of you. Maybe try to get a screen.
Well, let's go to overtime here. Let's do it.
With a great redirect, by the way.
Look at you go. All right, so we're heading to overtime in this one.
I just don't know how they do that. Like, I could never do that.
Assuming we're heading to overtime right now. Or how long of a break do they take?
Not
because they're
not
all leaving.
Too long.
They're all leaving. Well, I'm assuming we'll get there. No, but going back to what we were discussing with that interview, I mean, he sounded pretty genuine. Joker did. He sounded pretty genuine talking about how, you know, hey, I'm probably going to play this game for as long as my body allows me to. And I think that's always been the big fear for Nuggets fans is that he's going to leave and he's going to have so much left in the tank. He's going to leave when he's like 33 years old. But it doesn't sound like that. I just hope that the Nuggets can get this contract extension done this summer, which it sounds like they're going to be able to. He didn't sign last year because he would have left $80 million on the table. So that's nothing to sneeze at. So might as well go grab as much of it as you possibly can when you can. I thought, you know, him talking a little bit about how he perceives wins and losses. You know, at the end of the championship, it was a famous. It was like you have the Kevin Garnett, you know, anything is possible. You know, you have a lot of those great sayings, and Joker's is kind of historic in its own right because it was, job is done. We can go home now. It's very much a business approach to the game, a business as usual. Yeah, we won. Now I go home and rest until we play. Until they tell me to play again. I think that's what's been it's so fascinating by him. But listening to him talk, he would be so interesting to just sit and listen to how he views winning and losing, how he views the game of basketball. Because I think he loves it. I think you have to love it. And he says he loves it. It's his life. But there's no doubt when you see him sprint off and go hug a horse after it wins, he doesn't show that kind of. Have you ever seen him like jump up and down and go hug a guy after a win? You've never seen it, but you've seen it do it. You've seen him do it during a horse race. I think because horse racing is fun. I think he has fun playing basketball, but he very much views that as it's a job. I'm clocking in. I'm clocking out. Horse racing is a fun thing for him. And I just don't think when it comes to how he views basketball, how he views his job, he doesn't, like most of us at our jobs, we don't get too crazy. it's weird because it's a sport and you see all these other players, they hit a game-winning shot and it's elation. They're just so pumped. But you don't really see that with Joker. And I think that's one of the things that makes him so fascinating. 35 minutes after the hour. We're going to overtime, Michael. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll jump out real quick and get to the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I like this one. This one's a little better.
No. I mean, they're both good in their own right.
This one's better.
Did you ever watch this old cartoon?
No, but I heard it only lasted for like a season or so.
It was weird. He had magic shoes.
Yeah, they made a cartoon. They made a children's cartoon.
He was so popular.
He was a superhero. MC Hammer was a superhero.
Yeah, with magic talking
people.
Shoes.
Yeah.
And then someone stole his shoes in one episode, and he got captured by music or something. I don't remember. It was bad.
Was that like late 80s, 90s, early 90s?
It had to be early 90s, because this song came out in the 90s.
The cartoons.
He's known for two songs, and
the cartoons back then. There were some odd cartoons, Michael, that we grew up watching. And there was a lot of cartoons that they tried to make. They were really weird, but even those didn't make it. That means they were really weird if they couldn't make it. Because we watched anything. You were like into the DuckTales and Darkwing Duck and all that stuff, right?
I did, but I was like a year behind. Yeah. Because those were always on Disney Channel, and then they migrated them on to ABC or whatever. So I ended up catching those when they were on ABC.
Those were great, too, though. Like Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, that was good.
Yeah, Tailspin DuckTales, and then...
Rescue Rangers,
then Tailspin, then Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, those were all really good. None of those were bad. I mean,
watch them as an adult, and you'll go, "Wow,
really?
Darkwing Ducks doesn't hold up."
Before we had Gavin, before we had a kid, we bought because we were like, "Oh, he's gonna want to watch all the stuff that we watched," you know. So we went and bought. It was like at an antique shop or something, and there were just DVDs, like a DVD section. So we bought like the box set of Rescue Rangers and Tailspin. And I think Darkwing, maybe not Darkwing Duck, because I think I would have told you that and probably given it to you. But we tried to watch a few of them and it's not the same.
Yeah.
Just not the same.
If you want to go back and watch cartoons that are actually pretty good, X-Men was good. Batman was good. Animaniacs still holds up.
I didn't get into the Animaniacs. I didn't. And I honestly, I didn't really like. No, I watched Animaniacs. I didn't think it was good.
Says something.
It's not good. I didn't see the X-Men or Batman ones either. I was on
You need to go back and watch Batman.
I heard that's still pretty good. I was on like Nickelodeon. Did you watch a lot of Nickelodeon cartoons like Rugrats?
I did not.
Was that beyond your time, I guess? I was into Rugrats and...
I didn't know Nickelodeon existed until I was an adult.
They had great... Doug, Rugrats, Rocko's Modern Life.
Like, Doug O'Connell has a cartoon?
No, it was... it's just a cartoon about a guy named Doug. I don't know why we went there. There it was. We were rolling and then... blew it out of the sky.
Doug O'Connell with Futurity first would find it funny.
I know who he is, but just because they have the same name doesn't mean that they were in the same stuff there. But anyway, where was I going with that? Not sure.
Something about cartoons that you liked that I've never heard of.
Yeah, right, I guess. And that ended that.
Were you a Power Rangers guy?
No. I was not into that.
I had a friend who was the only one in class who liked the Power Rangers. Because I think I was a little too old for it. Like, all the fourth graders liked it.
I liked the action figures. Those were cool. But I didn't get into the actual show. It was very weird. Very odd.
Bryan Cranston was in an episode.
Okay. I just told you I didn't watch it. And now, okay.
Yeah. I thought you would want to know.
No, I'm good. That guy was in everything. The guy was in a lot of early things.
He met his wife on Airwolf.
I don't know what that is either. Wow.
Airwolf is a show with one of the best openings. It was about a helicopter that went really fast. And somehow they were able to BS five or six or something
what was that
seasons
on?
Out of it.
What was that on? I've
I don't
never
know.
Heard
it's from
of
the
this.
80s, like early 80s.
I've never heard of that. Texter says Rugrats was the best. Dude, Rugrats was amazing until they started doing like versions of when they got older, and I didn't get into that stuff. But, dude, yeah, Rugrats I would still go back and watch. Yeah, I bet that's still good. That was a great cartoon. I was too old to do the SpongeBob thing. Didn't really get into the whole SpongeBob SquarePants thing. Disney Channel had some good ones, too. Like, all the Winnie the Poohs were pretty good. They did a cartoon. They did an actual TV series. And that was always pretty good. I like that.
Did you hear the theory that the Winnie the Pooh characters are based off of Christopher Robin's mental health issues?
Mm-hmm. Which checks out. They're all very unique.
Tigger is ADHD.
Eeyore's depressed.
Yeah, he's like
Piglet's,
manic depression or something.
Scared of everything. So yeah. What do you call it? Hypochondriac? Pooh Bear's just obsessive.
Yeah, he's OCD. He's got a eating disorder or something.
Rabbit is like, what is Rabbit? I can't remember. Like
sociopath.
I guess. Is that all of them? And then there was the owl. Owl.
I don't really remember that much.
No, it was great. Well, Mike Gavin loves him. He loves Winnie the Pooh. He is a diehard fan. He likes to have those on. Even when he's not watching, he'll just go downstairs and put them on in the background. Just absolutely loves them. Those are good. Just go back and watch them. All right, start of overtime here, Michael. Unfortunately, we won't be able to tell you what's going on, so you should go watch it right now. It's on Channel USA. It's on the USA channel, right? Team USA is playing on USA?
Channel 30 for those of you who have Channel 30.
That a kid. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. 970. Look at you chiming in on the cartoon stuff. Piglet was anxiety. Yeah. It's kind of depressing if you buy into that whole belief because it takes away the fun part of it. But I do actually believe that. I believe that that's what it was based on. 48 minutes after. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. What did we learn? If anything, coming up next.
KFKA is the home of the best high school basketball coverage in the state. We are Northern Colorado's voice and your preps leader. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn today here on the whole show? That the Rams aren't done yet, that this is not going to be just a first year. Get a year under your belt for Coach Ali Farokmanesh. This team, after last night, showed me that they kind of mean business, man. I'm excited for the game. on Saturday against San Diego State. It's going to be good. We learned a little bit about my wish list for the Broncos. I think a lot of those things are unlikely to happen, but you got to build around that offense. And I think I'm convincing myself that parting ways with Riley Moss is probably necessary if you want to keep Jaquan McMillan. And I think I'd rather have him at this time if you can get something good in return for trading Riley Moss. Michael, what'd you learn today?
I believe that Jokic has assuaged a lot of people's fears of him just suddenly retiring.
Yeah, that chat with Malika Andrews was good. And it does make me feel better about him playing well into his 30s.
Now, he did kind of say, for now.
He said an NBA championship is more important than winning a horse race at the moment.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of one of those asterisks that whole interview sounds positive until that at the moment.
No.
Then you're like, was he lying the entire time? Did he suddenly start thinking of horses and go, I like horses?
Nuggets back at it tonight against the Clippers, and I'm calling it. Joker's going to go on a freaking tear, and he's going to win his fourth MVP. He's going to play 98% of the rest of the games, enough to keep him qualified, and he's going to steal it from Shea. He's going to steal it from his buddy, Luka. Joker's going to have his fourth MVP. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.